I want to tell you today about mastery. In the faith walking community, the mastery conversation is a consistent conversation and is also an evolving conversation. What is consistent about this idea is that the end of our learning, it is not knowledge, it is not perfection, but it is mastery. It is good to make a differentiation. When we talk about mastery, we are not talking about intellectual mastery, like having a PhD or a master's degree in something. But we are talking about experiential mastery, like a martial arts master or a master carpenter, somebody who has become a master through practice, through experience. And those two words are important in our understanding of what mastery is. So the first thing that I would like to tell you is that mastery as an outcome of learning, it is a normal aim in the journey of a spiritual formation. We are somehow mastering our transformation, not as owning our transformation, but as surrendering to a transformation, mastering the way of Jesus, mastering the transformation of Christ being formed in us to love better God in God, to love better God in others, and even to love better God in us, in ourselves. In this sense, we are invited to master everything. We master the practices that we have. You can apply that to the spiritual workout, mastering spiritual practices, growing in the way of contemplation, in the ways of silence, in the ways of practices of celebration. So you can master all the spiritual disciplines that form part of a spiritual workout. You also can master in the same way practices related to emotional maturity, the awareness about your anxiety, the impact or the awareness of the impact of your anxiety. You can master your understanding of guiding principles. And again, what I'm talking about when I say mastery is practicing, experiencing. So experience and the realm of experience and information, and experience is practice, reflection of that experience. That is the learning model that we practice in faith walking. Mastery is an outcome of that. The second thing that I will say about mastery is something that goes not only deep, but it spreads out. Repetition is not redundancy. We go through module one once and then we go another time and we experience that in the second time that we went through the same process, we learn something that is deeper because repetition is not redundancy. We are constantly changing and the position, if you want, in which we engage the learning, the experience of module one, the first time is not the same position in which we engage the learning of module one a second time. So it is not redundancy, but it is actually going deeper and deeper and deeper into the learning. It becomes expansive. It spreads out in our life. We learn that the way in which we manage our anxiety in our inner heart, in our morning time with God, it becomes and spreads into the way in which we manage our anxiety with our spouse and spreads into the way that we manage our anxiety in the workplace and with people in our congregation. How we do one thing gives us access to do that thing in a different area of life. So we keep practicing and we practice and we practice and we're faithful our practice and we discover that eventually life becomes our practice and we are expanding our understanding of this transformation and this mastery. Mastery involves these two movements that are very well expressed in the material. The first movement is a movement within, is a movement of clarification, is a movement of seeing and remembering who we are. It has to do a lot with this identity that we discovered through the process. It is a movement of clarifying, getting present, being aware of our guiding principles, that center. I call that centering ourselves. And we use that in many, many ways, in many contexts. There are spiritual practices that help us with that. We need a lot of reflection and awareness, and we need actually work in the spiritual, in guiding principles. And the second movement, it is a movement towards practice, towards being authentic, growing integrity, practicing and being honest in the places and the moments in which our practice is not successful. In faith walking, we have transformation conversations. We have conversations about authenticity, vulnerability, overcoming our shame, that ultimately helps us to be authentic and honest with ourselves, with God, with others. So when we fail, we don't hide and we don't stop the learning process, but we actually use those moments of failure as moments of learning. So the first movement is inward, in clarification of guiding principles. The second movement is outward, in living out those guiding principles with integrity and learning to honor our word where we didn't keep our word. Now, what I will add to these two movements is also this idea that mastery, it is not only about willfulness. It is not only about the exercise of my will and my intentionality and my drivenness and my discipline. All of that is important, but it is one of the movements. And remember, only one movement is incomplete. We need discipline. We need practice and intentionality. But the other movement is willingness, is the different attitude and posture in which we are able to present ourselves and surrender and allow this work of mastery to take place in us, to be done to us, instead of us doing it and controlling it. So it takes a very different approach to see mastery as the harmony, the balance of practicing willfulness and willingness, of engaging in the work that we need to do and surrendering to the work that we cannot do. Finally, it is good to remember that mastery is something that we practice not to create in the world, let's put it this way, the same energy that we are trying to overcome in ourselves. We don't do this to be better than others, to differentiate by separating ourselves from others only, or to try to take some level of authority or superiority over others. We practice mastery in order to connect deeply with others. We do it trying to bring a presence that is a peaceful, calming, connected, open presence in the world.